Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three kind and knowledgeable boys. My name is Tommy Dasilo. I am back from Japan. I would like to say a big thank you to the listeners for persevering through this show in my absence and sitting here.
The one episode we put out in 2 weeks.
Well, you guys, you did an episode. You had 2 weeks to fill. You did an episode and then you thought, you know what? Let's just not do this. It's just not the same.
Well, Ben got... What happened? You got sick?
I got the flu, yeah.
I was fine.
Well, let me introduce you first. Let's get you in here.
No, they know who we are.
No, introduce us to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I've never
Ben,
met you.
Adam, Ben.
Nice to meet you, Adam.
Hey, Ben.
Wrong way round.
Good bit. I've been in Japan. You guys, you did a fill-in episode with Ben Russell.
Yep.
I have not listened to it. How does that make you guys feel to know that I didn't bother to listen to it?
Fine, because everybody else didn't. They bloody loved it, man.
Yeah.
Good
lots
feedback.
Of great.
People said, hey, I can actually listen to this without my dogs barking at Tommy's high voice.
Yeah.
That just seems like a real thing that people actually did say.
Nobody said that.
I know nobody the kind said of people, anything. I know you're saying that to try and get at me, but also I know the kind of people that are out there.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt that's something that someone on the internet would say.
Especially people who listen to your stuff, who consume your media.
People, the swamp rats who've come over from the other podcasts that I do.
Yeah.
But true to form, you guys did an episode for the first week while I was gone.
Yep.
Then a bunch of stuff happened.
Yeah.
Almost immediately after.
I think the later that night.
Yes.
Like a bunch of stories. Yeah,
like one of those fucking SpongeBob intercut things.
Yeah.
Later that day.
Exactly.
Any week now, we're going to leave one of these and the NX is just, it's all going to be announced.
Or like a meteorite will be spotted heading for the Earth.
Yeah. But we failed to predict on the show. We didn't even talk about it.
It's got a brand new Xbox on it.
That's great. We put the episode up the next day and people are going, what the fuck aren't they talking about the meteorite that wiped out all of nearly half of humanity?
Yeah.
Why am I listening to a podcast?
How did they upload it given that the internet went down?
Who am I talking to?
What are these strange feelings I'm having?
He said the apocalypse turned him gay?
When that gay meteorite hit Earth. And it wiped out everyone who is gay and it turned everyone straight. It turned them gay.
Finally!
Wow.
This is good fanfic.
A plebiscite. Plebby meteorite. We shouldn't have the plebiscite, I don't think.
Oh,
legalized gay marriage here.
Yeah, good word. Good attempted wordplay.
Here's
I get
a question:
it now.
Is every piece of is every like movie like new original concept for a movie or a TV show that gets made or whatever?
Yeah.
Could you say that that's just fan fiction about planet Earth?
Whoa! Not all of it, because some of it's fan fiction about space and shit, but.
Yeah, that's the Earth is in space.
Yeah, that's true. We're all just writing.
Check out this fanfic I wrote about the human race.
It's called The Godfather. That's funny.
Thanks, man. Edit that out. I'm going to use that on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it as that. That's what I think the best kind of jokes in stand-up are. Pose a question to the audience and hope that it slowly dawns on them that the question was kind of funny until they start laughing. So I guess the big thing that, or one of the big things that has happened since the last ep.
Quite
was,
a few things have happened.
Apple announced the iPhone 7.
Oh, yeah.
And they're up there.
Oh, yeah.
They're up there yammering away about the wireless headphones and all that stuff. How do you guys feel about that, by the way?
Not positive. I mean, we have a slightly, I suppose, edge case where I use my phone often in performance contexts.
I had not thought of that.
At places like at the room that you guys run, Catfish, on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And all sorts of places, I use the auxiliary thing on this. Mm. Yeah. All the time to play music off of.
Yep.
So in that sense, it makes it less convenient for car trips and stuff like that.
Yeah, I sort of think I just really reckon they're jumping the gun on that technology. Like, it's a big... I guess you need to, you know, siphon people off it at some point. Everything being wireless will eventually happen, sure, but... Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a wild play, I have to say.
But, you know, they haven't used USB. I mean, I guess they have used USB because the other side of the port is USB. But
yeah,
the only problem that I have with it is that I reckon it's going to lead to a lot more people. Not the only problem, but it's going to lead to a lot more people using the speakers on public transport.
Maybe, which is already really annoying. But you
yeah.
can... Here's the thing. You can still make your standard ones that you pack in wireless. Like, the iPhone does that now.
You can have wireless.
You can still do that and keep the headphone.
Also, here's another thing. You don't have to buy an iPhone 7.
True.
Like, just keep your iPhone 6 or get a Samsung Galaxy.
Absolutely. But, like, I doubt if that continues, I'll ever buy an iPhone again because I do like...
I already own a bunch of headphones. Once you're in, you're locked in. I mean, I could get, when I do need to upgrade a phone, I could go to Samsung.
Yeah.
But I've purchased so much stuff on the Apple store.
Yeah.
My whole life is tied into Apple right now. Like, so I think it's fair enough to get shitty about a company that you're so tied up in and have spent so much money on and, you know... have paid for all these albums and subscriptions and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a wild move because also it's been out there for quite a while that they were going to do this. Like, this information leaked ages ago.
Yep.
And there's been a lot of talk on the internet about, is this a shit move and everything.
Yeah.
They must have done so much internal, like, monitoring of what people were saying. Like,
they must really, really want to be confident.
Like,
well, maybe they are being arrogant about it. Like, maybe maybe they could just be going like, no, people adapted before. They'll literally have an adapter.
Yeah.
Again.
Like, and also projecting like, look, we know that Apple people will remain Apple people.
True.
If we do this, the amount of money we make off the wireless headphones... like,
will counteract anybody jumping ship.
But I've seen it said that like, oh, you know, it's time to move on because the headphone port... you know, it takes up a lot of space. It's like...
it doesn't.
Oh, well, so does the fucking screen. Yeah. Like, so does heaps of shit. Yeah. Boo-hoo.
It's the same exact thickness as the...
the phone.
iPhone 6 is... the 7 is. It's just got another speaker on the other side, which... Oh, cool. My stereo iPhone that's about 3 inches wide.
Yeah.
So I can definitely hear the stereo coming out of it.
Yeah.
It's not. It's less wide than my ears are far apart.
Yeah.
How am I possibly going to be able to hear stereo from that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Those like, phone is a bee calls in stereo? Are gonna sound great.
Yeah. Can you hear stereo from a bee? It's got two wings, but they're really close together.
Maybe if it flies around your head.
No, but that's not stereo. That's just mono, but in each ear.
Yeah, maybe.
And I've got a pair of wireless headphones, and I really like them. But, you know, every now and then, they takes me a couple goes to connect them.
Yeah.
It's not like it's this perfect.
Is recharging them an issue?
Yeah, you got to recharge them too. That's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That's a hassle. I don't know. I think it's a wild play, and I think... but you know what? I do, just as a spectator, I love that they've done it.
Yeah.
Because I'm interested to see how this... plays out.
Sure. Like, you can't
really fuck them.
It's innovation. Like, whether it works out or not, like, they've tried something.
Yeah.
But have they? They've gotten rid of something because Bluetooth headphones already exist. So they haven't tried something new. They've just gotten rid of something old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still trying something new, though.
Yeah.
I guess.
A move sideways still a move.
Yeah. But, like, if someone...
How's that for a sentence?
If you have a new child, someone goes, congratulations. If your granddad dies, they don't go... oh, well, at least it's something new. It's just something old is gone.
If he leaves behind two of his ears.
Yeah, if
I don't know what that part of the...
dies,
it was already a bad analogy.
If your grandpa dies, but then a different way of experiencing a grandpa comes in his place.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
No, like...
but you do have to recharge
like,
it once
okay,
a day.
You've already had a kid, and you've had a kid for several years. That's the kid is Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah, okay.
And you also had a granddad.
Yeah.
But then your granddad, who was the headphone jack, dies.
Yeah.
People don't go, oh, well, at least you got your kid still.
Well, yeah, but that's implied.
You know what I've got to say
no
about
one needs
this.
To point that out. Like, no one's at a funeral going, well, you know what, at least your child didn't die at the same time as your grandpa. Because of course that's good.
I got one thing to say about this. They aren't your granddaddy's earphones. All right, now let's stop talking about earphones. Let's start talking about something.
Wait, I want to say one more thing about the iPhone ads that are going around.
Okay.
Their big thing is they keep going, the most powerful iPhone yet.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Stop trying to get points for that.
Yeah, that seemed to be a thing like 10 years ago. It was like, this computer's got 3.2 gigahertz.
We get it.
It stopped being important.
This one is newer.
Yeah.
Point it out if you're going backwards, which I guess they kind of are, you could argue.
Yeah, they're doing a moonwalk.
Anyway, they do a big...
They're going backwards.
They do a big presentation.
Don't point that out though, because if you're doing a moonwalk and you're pointing at your feet going, ah, get a load of this, it's way less cool.
That's what they're doing though.
They get to the end of the presentation and who comes out but Miyamoto-san himself.
Yeah,
Shigeru.
To announce something that people knew was coming, but to have it confirmed and see first footage of it.
Yeah.
Nintendo's first Mario-based app for the iPhone coming out. Is it December this year?
I don't remember. Year, I think Nox, you're the date man.
I don't know, yeah.
Oh, wow. I think it's the end of this year. Super Mario Run, which is developed by Nintendo. It is a new Mario game that is all based on being able to play it one-handed.
Yeah.
So Mario kind of
moves. Yeah, baby.
Man, now... Even if we had released an episode after that announcement, we wouldn't have been the first person to make a jerk-off joke.
Yes.
Yeah, baby!
I read an article on IGN about a guy who, like, one of their reporters had, like, gone and had a demo with it at Nintendo.
Yeah.
And they, to sort of, you know, emphasize to him, hey, it's, you know, you do it one, you can play it one-handed. They made him, in one hand, have the iPhone. In the other hand, they made him hold on to, like, a giant Mario plush toy.
Oh.
That's what
he calls
his dick.
Yes. Yeah.
But, and it's just, like, he's just there. You can see him in the picture going, yeah, I get it. Like, capable of just using one hand.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about it? I think it looks cool. I think it's going to be, like, some deep, immersive thing. I mean, again, it is weird. It is a bit of, like, Nintendo wanting to be patted on the back for... something that they arguably should have done maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
They're very late to the party with it, but I think it looks cool. I think it would have been so easy for them to just port the original Mario Brothers onto the iPhone, but I think it's cool that they're actually working with the technology and really designing it with short subway.
And even the fact that it is like a runner game is an interesting, like, different mechanic for Mario game.
They've actively tried to find a way to make this not control like shit, which a side-scrolling normal Mario game probably would have on a touchscreen. But this is a cool idea.
From a stick,
I think it's
really cool that they're... And that's what they've always done well, you know, when they develop stuff for a handheld, they know it's designed to be played in short bursts and stuff like that. I'm interested to see kind of how deep it gets, the obvious thing here is they'll be able to release, extra levels and stuff like DLC or not. I don't know what you call it, but just like an app update or whatever with new levels on it and stuff.
In-game updates. They just call them freemium or I don't know. You have to pay for it, right? This is a paid.
I feel like they said that there would be no in-app purchases.
Oh, okay. So
I thought it was like you pay like $10. And you get it?
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to be able to buy more levels, though.
I'd like to be able to have more levels.
Sure. I would prefer, like a random level generator or something like that.
I'm interested to see because all the footage of it is of, it's that style that they use
the
now
new Super
for the
Mario
new,
Bros.
Yeah, yeah, the new Super Mario Brothers one. I think it'd be, I'm hoping that you can unlock like an original.
That'd be cool,
the
yeah.
classic kind of thing in there, which, you know, they're very big on their throwback stuff. So I'd be very surprised if that's not, if that isn't released as an add-on. Like, I don't know if you ever played Ski Safari on the iPhone.
I think we've talked about it on this show. Yeah.
It's one of my all-time favorite iPhone games. They would do updates where it's like Halloween themed all of a sudden the sky's darker and you're on a, you know, pumpkin or whatever.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this thing will be huge. There's no way this doesn't come out and be like one of the biggest things ever.
Oh, it really seems like Nintendo have gone, look, the NX, you know, it's a gamble. So let's like release Pokemon Go and Super Mario Brothers Run and make like $1 billion.
They technically didn't do Pokemon Go, but yeah.
But like they would have made like a lot of money from it. Like
I mean, they could have said to not do it if they'd really wanted.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They've got the one I think that is left that they haven't announced is Animal Crossing, and they haven't said whether that'll be like. You ever played any of the Animal Crossing games?
I have, and I really like them up to a point because so much of them is meant to be. That you connect with other people,
totally.
And I just don't really know that many other people that play it.
And how good would that be on a phone?
That's all I've been able to think about
connection.
Since they announced that. Yep. Yeah.
So the worrying thing is that there's lately been a bunch of Animal Crossing things that are like, design a T-shirt, buddy.
I know. Yeah, I know. I don't think it'll be quite the fully fledged experience, but I think it'll definitely have. I think it'll be the core element of.
I could
because their thing will be there'll be. They'd want to be thinking that, you know, they're getting people that don't know that game, that have never played that series before. So I reckon it'll be a real back to basics.
But if they go for an element of like the Simsy kind of stuff that is in Animal Crossing, that could be fucking
It'd be so good.
Yeah. That's you just hope it's not like Miitomo, but with Animal Crossing
That's what
characters.
I mean, Miitomo kind of hints at it a little bit. The idea of being able to add friends and do all that kind of bullshit and go visit their house. Like that's kind of a really, really, really pared down version of what Animal Crossing is. So if they... Yeah, if they put that in. The other big thing they've announced in the last couple of weeks, they did a Nintendo Direct where they announced like a few new 3DS games.
Well, one of them was...
Which I thought was weird.
One of them was Super Mario Maker for 3DS.
Ports of Super Mario Maker and Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yep, that's right.
And
but Mario Maker's like fucking hobbled.
Yeah.
And then a new... a Pikmin side scroller.
That's right.
Which I think looks kind of cool. Yeah. I like that. I like that franchise a lot. Yep. I found that kind of weird. I mean, I think the presumption was that, you know, Pokemon Sun and Moon come out and then that's kind of it for the 3DS. And I did kind of wonder about this as a bit of a.
It did still seem
bet hedging of like trying to remind people, like, because they've kept saying that the NX won't be a replacement for.
Yeah.
The 3DS, so trying to maybe...
This totally felt like a death rattle, though. Like
I know.
Yeah, maybe it's...
More so for the Wii U.
Yeah.
I mean, what a brutal sledge to, like, to go... The two of the bigger titles from the last, you know, 6 months in that were on the Wii U, it basically is them going, you can pretty much just sell your Wii U. I'm sure they would have... I'm sure they would be porting Splatoon if it was at all... Technologically possible.
There'll be a new one of them on the NX, and there'll be a new Mario Maker
that's
on the
true.
NX as well.
Totally.
For sure.
Yeah, it's... I felt like that... I don't know. I just think that that's kind of a bummer move. But hey, you know, I guess they're just trying to cover their bases and squeeze that last bit of
coin
out of the system. Because the 3DS is pretty old now. It's hung around for a long time.
It's
like
been great,
years old or something?
Yeah, it's been one of the most successful... things that
it's
Nintendo
a great
had,
system
right like
it's got a lot of awesome stuff on it
Picross 3D 2 I've been playing that genuinely it's
Have
fucking
really?
Awesome yeah, right. yeah it's really really good
oh yeah you told me about that game
did
it
I
does sound cool.
did I talk about it last week
No,
or the week before or was this just in person
I think this was just in person
it's a little puzzle thing you get like
we
this
hang out guys
and talk about just video games
you get like a cube of blocks right like a Rubik's cube I think I did talk about this a couple of weeks ago Picross 3D2 little puzzle game really fun
cool
that's all I got to say about that
I'm happy that I only got a 3DS and didn't bother with the Wii U like it seemed to have had so much more support and really good games on it
it's been worth it for me just for Mario Kart, Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
The stuff that I've had on it has been amazing. So I don't regret it in any way. Sound like a fucking, I'm going through one of the stages of grief.
Yeah. it does seem like the NX is basically going to have everything that you would want a Wii U for though. But a new, it's going to have that new Zelda. It'll have a Mario Kart soon and all that stuff. Like,
oh, what I was going to say that I thought was, so I was just in Japan and the day after they did the Direct, the Nintendo Direct, where they announced all this stuff, I was in a store that sold video games like the very next day and they already had like the big kind of like coming soon stuff laid out those 3DS games, which I thought was really interesting. Like it just shows, I think that says a lot about their culture of games that they acted on that immediately.
Yeah.
Like it was already up and ready to go.
Yeah.
So it was
yeah.
kind of interesting. Like, And for, you know, it's not like the 3DS is like a priority. Well, I guess over there it kind of is. Like,
I think so, yeah. I think it is. The handheld market is bigger than the console market.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's a
big
reason.
I saw so many kids on trains playing like weird looking little apps on their phone that looked very Japanese that I just really wanted to like grab them, jerk them off, and then go, and then just go, what is this that you're playing?
Yeah, they're just texting nuts. Each other in Japanese.
What are those little pictures?
Whoa. Oh, man. So I was there with my parents. My dad, he saw someone, he's within a day, he's like, yeah, so they get their phones out. And I've had a look on some of their screens, and the characters are all, they're in Japanese. Like, yeah.
Oh, pups.
Yeah, in Japan. It's like, it's just really interesting. I'm like, why is that interesting and not just a given? Yeah. Oh, there's oxygen here too. That's odd.
You blokes got the sky.
But the stars look a little bit different here.
So that's enough Nintendo.
Yeah, now we have to do something very important.
Oh, yes.
Wait, what do you think I'm going to say?
Jack each other's dicks.
Yeah, I was going to say we have to do a
can
little...
Can I still play Super Mario Run if I'm jacking my dick?
Of course you can. But you'll need to tell me...
Yeah, baby!
Is it time for a certain report?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is time for a certain report.
What did you think that I thought it was going to be?
I don't know. You seemed more excited for the fashion report than I thought was normal.
I just haven't... We haven't done it for a while.
We certainly haven't, and I think the listeners have missed it.
I've Let's been wearing things Tommy. For 2 weeks without you guys seeing it.
Yeah. Save Tommy for last, because he's wearing the most interesting piece out of any of us.
Absolutely, yeah. He's got the accent piece.
Yeah.
Quite a piece, aren't I? Yes. Ben, what do you got? You got the boots. You got the Timberlands there.
Yeah, rocking the Timberlands.
The standard rolled up cuff of the jeans at the bottom.
Yep.
And you got a... Ben, Adam, what colour would you call that T-shirt? That's kind of an olive, I'd say.
I would call it like an army disposals green.
Yeah. Very good.
Yep.
With a bit of a pocket, and it's got a bit of, sort of around the stitching, it's got that real faded
A little
kind
bit
of
distressed,
look.
A little,
distressed.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was looking
yeah.
for.
This is from, I think it's from, I got it from a shop called Mr. Simple on Brunswick Street.
Great shop.
Yeah.
Big That's fan of Mr. Simple.
Funny name, I've never heard of Mr. Simple before.
Really? We should, you know what? Big shout out to Mr. Simp. I'm a big fan of it. I own a lot of stuff from Mr. Simp.
I got a hat from there as well. Yeah. It's a great shop.
They're really good. They do good basics.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit like Adam Knox over here.
Yeah. No, he's a bad basic.
Lawful good. Knox, what do you got? You got the your shoes don't generally last you very long.
Yeah. No, and these are falling apart now, though. Look at that.
Yeah, I can see a hole is about to appear in the bottom.
If I tense my toes, the sort of, what would you call that? The rim starts to separate from the main section.
Oh, yeah.
And also my shoes look weird. But I need to get some new shoes soon.
You need to get that fixed. You need to do a bit of a rim job on that, I think.
Yeah, you reckon? Maybe I'll give it a suck. And then I got jeans on. Cause
wait,
I was
wait, I want to go back to the shoes real quickly. I'm not done with you, mister.
Your shoes kind of look like cheap versions of my shoes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So do my jeans.
Yeah. I don't want to stitch you up here, Ben, but you told me recently you went and tried to Adam Knox it. You went and tried to...
Oh!
You went and got some cheap Kmart shoes.
Oh, this was not recent. This was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
It was probably like, four or five months ago and in the midst of my unemployment.
Right. It sounded like an extremely unpleasant experience.
Yeah. I went to get... So I had a great pair of shoes. I think I've mentioned them on the show in a previous fashion report. My Nike Blazers.
Uh-huh.
My canvas shoes. So they basically have fallen apart. I went to Kmart. I was like, look, I'll get some of the Kmart canvas shoes. How bad can they be? I wore them.
If Adam Knox wears them, how bad can they be?
Well, I mean, yeah, like Knox wears them. A human being wears these shoes.
I haven't, like, they are slightly less comfortable.
I couldn't wear them. I put them on. I took them off straight away.
Oh, but you're like fucking 1700s French prince. You're such a pussy. That, of course, that's the case.
I don't think that's accurate.
You recently bought a new mattress, and I remember you saying the reason you didn't like your old mattress is because it seemed too sarcastic. That's what you said.
What?
Do you remember saying that?
No, was you I said, drunk?
What, were you sleeping on Newman from Seinfeld?
Yeah, Tommy, I was. Oh, it's rubbed off on me.
Hey, if I said you had a nice body, would you rub your mattress on me? What? That's great. I'm liking this.
What?
This thread here.
Oh, right. Oh, it's not that. True. I just made it. I made it up. He did just get a new mattress, though.
Yeah. Because I had severe back pain from a slipped disc.
I bet you had a bit of a pussy patrol idiot problem.
Oh.
Wow.
did not go anywhere with that.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to get that sentence to work.
I did sneak a peek in it because we're at your house. I snuck a peek in that little boudoir just before.
Yes.
What do you got? What would you call that? A futon? You're right on the ground. Basically.
No, I just don't have a what
you
happened.
Don't have a frame.
Is that
so?
You've
got
frame
back
broke.
Problems and you're sleeping on a mattress on the floor without a frame.
What could be happening?
No. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys.
Uh-huh.
I had a shitty like normal spring mattress that I actually had for like 10 years. I hadn't realized I had it for that long.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
It like sagged in the middle and it like fucked up my back. I had a cheap IKEA bed frame that broke in the middle. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, it's...
All right, mate, we get it.
I was jerking off by myself. So like that broke and it was like, it's time to get a new mattress. And
isn't
I got
it
a new
hard?
Mattress.
You can't talk about a bed wearing out. Without just seeing it in people's eyes, like, the joints a little bit busted, were they? Putting it through its paces, were no good.
Yes, I was. I mean, what do you want me to say, fellas?
Look, I'm not on trial here.
But so I got rid of that. I got a new mattress, and my back pain went away literally the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm living large. I'm loving life. And
but
I
you
have
see
a new
that
mattress.
That suggests to me. That you were, well, no, I know you did have a slip disc.
Yeah, and then I think it didn't recover because I had a shitty mattress.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get a frame. You're just on the ground.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about it. I just want to make sure I get a good one.
It's
so
way
it
better for your back as well. You want to be at that level because getting up and getting down.
That's
sure,
true.
But...
And let me tell you, Ben gets down.
Maybe I get down.
I've heard all about it. Let's stop going on about it.
But the good thing about having a mattress flush on the ground is that the ground is the most supporting frame you can have. There's no weakness. It's the ground. It's flat.
That's true, yeah. That's
you make a true. Good argument there.
And also, if the mattress is good, which it is, then it's like, it's, yeah. But you're right, getting up and down.
This is a con,
and I get
it?
Down.
I've just realized this is all bed frames and spending money on them. It's all a fucking scam.
No, it's because you want to be higher up and you want the bed to be at about hip level because...
you've been co-opted by them. I see what's happened here.
Yeah,
you've been brainwashed
by big bed frame.
By king bed.
And I do need a big bed frame.
I got a new bed a few months ago.
Yeah,
now.
Right. We
I'm
all
still,
have new beds.
I'm still not over it. Like, I'm still not... Yeah. It's still got that new sheen of getting in and
that
going...
That new bed smell?
This is a new bed.
You see, I hate my bed. I want to get a new bed.
Wow. I don't think the bed's the problem.
It's too sarcastic. it's just not a very good bed.
How long since you upgraded?
The mattress... is about 15 years old, but has only been
what?
Used.
Whoa. You're not supposed to have one for 9 years.
It hasn't been used consistently for that whole time.
Oh, I bet it hasn't.
Like it was stored away for a bit because of it at my parents' house.
Right.
So it was like, it was a mattress that got used for about 5 years.
What were you sleeping on?
That it was a punishment, and I had to sleep. I had to sleep in the cupboard.
You had to sleep like upside down.
And then
like
you were at Hogwarts for about 6 years.
Yeah. Got into a big wizard war, and now I'm here. But
what if? Do you think Harry Potter would have been as successful if the books had been called The Big Wizard War?
I think more successful.
Yeah,
Harry Potter's a pretty dumb name.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It just sounds like a boring guy. I remember I had the. First book off my cousin for like
what a boast
3 years. Yeah, thanks, man.
He had that book off his cousin,
but I didn't read it because it was called Harry Potter. And then when everyone
Why'd
started
you
to
take
like
it, then
yeah,
no, he just gave it to us for some reason.
Was it called Order of the Wait, the Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah,
but so I didn't read it for like 4 or 5 years, and then it started getting big, and then I pretended that I had read it years ago.
Right, real great.
And anyway, then from the photos I've seen, you started dressing like him in high school, didn't you?
I didn't start dressing like him in high school. I just already happened
Hagrid.
To look like him.
No. Yeah, you cosplayed Harry Potter for a while, then you cosplayed Hagrid.
Yeah, next
and
I'm
gonna
still
going to
do Dumbledore.
Yeah.
I have a beard.
Oh, next it'll be Dumbledore, hey?
Well, because I'm going to get old.
And?
White beard.
And get down.
How'd that beard get white?
did Dumbledore fuck a lot?
He was...
Hey, that's what the author would have you believe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember that little revision?
Yeah. No, you guys are being cool. Anyway.
Are we being cool or are we being slightly homophobic?
Yeah. I wouldn't even say slightly.
Same thing in my book. Just kidding. JK Rowling.
Okay, so you've also got a pair of jeans on.
Are we still doing this? Yeah.
Fuck me.
Well, I was filming a thing today where I had to dress like a bogan criminal.
Are these new jeans?
No, they're old, but they I don't like them.
They look the same as my jeans.
They look pretty fresh.
But cheaper. Well, they've been washed.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't have much, like, kind of... You
food
know.
Stains on them.
Yeah. There's not a lot of cum around the crotch.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
And I'm wearing a jacket. Anyway, let's get to you, Tommy, because you got the interesting shit. White shoes, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, tan pants, all right. Denim jacket, pretty cool.
Yeah. Is that a new jacket, or is it just...
It's a new one, yeah. Yeah. From Gap. Nice. In Japan. I bought a jacket there last year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it's you know, it's served me well, and I thought I'm going back in on another one.
Great.
I'm wearing a pin that I bought from a shop over there.
Sweet.
I'm wearing a t-shirt from a katsu restaurant.
Oh, nice.
It does like a pork cutlet thing.
Yeah.
But they just do it really, really nice, really great. It's not cheap, I'll say that much.
Yeah.
So just so you know, Daddy Warbucks over here. Oh, wow. Treat himself to a nice lunch.
Yeah, Mr. Jeep.
But this pretty much. But this is what I love. It's a very nice experience. It's sort of like not like high end dining, but certainly not like super casual.
Yeah.
All very nice and all this kind of stuff. And then anyway, we got t-shirts for sale on the way.
Yeah, wow. It's like everywhere in Japan. I was gonna has t-shirts for sale.
I just have a thing where
it's great.
I went off it for a while, now I'm back on. If I'm at a restaurant that I like and they have merch, you gotta get. It's just the funniest thing in the world to me to wear around.
Yeah.
Not in the country that it's in, just wear around the t-shirt of a restaurant.
Yep.
Because the logo is clearly like an egg thing.
No, it's a snout.
It's a snout.
It's pig.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a broken egg. No, because it's got little splotches. It's a snout made from egg. Yolk.
What the fuck would you know? Have you eaten there?
No, I haven't. But I've got an outsider's perspective, and sometimes they can see more clearly than the insider.
No, but I think it's just kind of like artistic, you know.
You went to Hog's Breath Cafe, didn't you?
It is. Yeah. It's the fucking Japanese Hog's Breath.
No, this is a Rorschach test for fat cunts.
It's an egg. No, it's fucking dead pig. Give me the shoulder.
It's my mum.
That's the thing. You get to choose the cut of pig. I'd pick the shoulder because it's got the most fat in it.
Yeah, nice.
Extremely good stuff.
Now let's get to the top here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That hat is very good.
Mm. Yes. So it's it's satin.
Yeah.
It's satin with like a mesh at the back.
Yeah.
Mint green satin.
It's like a very high-end trucker, right?
It looks like you bit into an aero or something, and that's what the hat is, because it's like chocolate and mint.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, that makes it even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I don't like aero.
It's like a Japanese record label.
Yeah.
I saw it. I had to have it.
It's
I
great.
See objects of great beauty and I must have them.
It is a hell of a statement piece. It's very, very good.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, you guys know I like hats. I like a bold hat too. I like a hat where you know, you just wear a white t-shirt with it.
I think it's pronounced bowler hat.
Delete your account.
My fedora hat.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good hat. Hey, mate, you know what? Maybe we'll just never show the listeners what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe listeners should draw what they think it looks like.
I think listeners should draw what they think we look like, just generally. I'd love to see that.
It'll just be this pig snout 3 times.
Well, yeah, because we had that. We still have that on my other podcast of people going, I had no idea what you guys looked like. And then I looked you up and boy, oh boy, did I find it. It did not match up what I thought in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, you know, do that with this.
Yeah.
Send us what you think we look like.
Yep.
And then look us up and, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, send us what we actually look like. We know.
Do people with you generally look more, or do they think you look more or less monstrous than you do in real life?
It's a bit of a mix. It's all over. It's a pretty wide spectrum.
Yeah.
Like this podcast.
Yeah. It's a pretty thin spectrum here and we're all on it.
It's I don't know, because do you often wonder what you look like to other people?
Yes.
Because when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're choosing what you want to see.
Yeah, I'm sucking my cheeks in.
Yeah,
until
and
touch.
So when it's always when people say this person looks like you, it's like, oh, okay, I see that, but that's not what I'm focusing on when I'm looking in the
old. Yeah. And it's never pleasant for me.
It's
same.
Who do you get as lookalikes?
Um, uh, as like famous people, I've had Robin Williams a bit lately, which I don't really see, but I get what people mean.
Yeah.
I look like a... Anyway.
Hagrid is one we just gave you.
But that's just general beard. Like, there's a lot...
And tall. Tall and beard.
And...
Husky.
I've had Dave Hughes before when I've shaved, but only from one person.
Oh, Tommy, you should... There's a photo of Knox that does look like Dave Hughes. Yeah.
Which one?
I jerk off to it every night. No, I can think of it. You're like wearing
hungry.
You're wearing a blazer or something.
I'm hungry, did you say?
Yeah.
My catchphrase.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something that you say a lot. To say in the Dave Hughes voice.
Oh, no. I don't know. That's all I've really...
I sleep in a watermelon. It's bullshit. Let's get Husey in here. Let's get Husey on this podcast.
Yeah.
Sure.
What's a video game?
Yeah, it'd be great. I want to start getting people in here who have no interest in games.
Yeah.
They'd fit in really well into this last 15 minutes where we've not talked about them for
15
one
minutes
second.
Or 34 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we talked about Nintendo. Let's move on to...
Also, for the listeners, so we've gave them a vague idea of what Knox looks like. I've got Ricky Gervais as a lookalike.
Oh, okay.
Especially when I had a proper beard or like
and
a
does
shitty
that offend
beard.
You?
You've got the smarmy, smug arrogance of a Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
But I don't think physically.
Yeah, maybe that's what people are drawing from.
All right, we've got to get this back on track.
The other thing that happened in big, like, console news from, because we talked about Nintendo a little bit, that Sony had that thing. And they said, here's the two new PlayStations.
Yes.
The new and inverted commas.
Yeah, the PS Slim and the PS Pro.
So there's the normal PlayStation, but it's a little smaller and a little quieter, apparently.
Quieter?
Apparently the fan of the PS4 makes a big noise sometimes.
No.
And maybe that just means like the volume on the TV.
Yeah.
You have to have it like 20% higher than...
I'm Nathan Drake.
Whoa.
Every character is whispering.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. All the text on the menu screens is like a few points smaller.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's great.
Yeah, it's for people with small TVs. It makes them seem bigger.
All the music, all the score in Uncharted 4 is just on the recorder. Just like really softly. Like.
That's a great score, by the way.
What, this or the actual one?
No, this.
I'll keep going until you stop me.
Please.
But yeah, and then there was the PS4 Pro, which I think that name sucks.
I think it's a good name.
I think it's dumb.
Well, you're wrong.
It's, I prefer PS4 sex worker.
It makes it seem like a... it makes it seem like, I don't know, like one of those stupid like executive diaries or something. You know what I mean? It seems... weird. And it feeds into that like, yeah, I'm a pro gamer.
That's
you
what I think it's
losers.
Doing. I think it's trying to like psychologically like get you to upgrade even if you don't want to. It's like,
oh really?
You can keep your little girl's console if you want. Meanwhile over here, all the real gamers are on the PS Pro.
I didn't get that at all. I just thought it was a nice alliteration and it was like, oh, it conveys it slightly better.
Yeah, but that's because you're
that's because I'm a professional.
But
exactly.
But is it PS Pro or PS4 Pro?
PS4.
Having the 4 in there makes it a little
Yeah, it is PS4 Pro.
Pro.
Right.
Yeah.
So what, I kind of missed all this.
You do not need to get one. It is the only...
Is it a little more powerful or what?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Is it louder?
Only in the case
Whoa!
It should be louder.
If you have a
should
TV.
Have a subwoofer in
and
it.
The score in Uncharted 4 is like an EDM...
It's just like office noise. All right. No, I can't. The only reason you would even think of buying one is if you already have a TV that is a 4K TV that can do that HDR stuff, which are like $3,500 TVs at the moment.
Right.
But the existing PlayStation 4...
will be able to do the HDR stuff.
Yeah, and can stream 4K if you have a 4K TV, I think.
I think the new slim one will be able to do 4K video with Netflix and whatever.
Right, but none of them have
but
4K
here,
it, Blu-ray
like
support.
That's kind of useless in this country anyway because our internet isn't really good enough to
do that. Yeah, totally.
So you've got a bottleneck there as well.
Which does make the...
Bottlenose dolphin.
you've got a bottlenose dolphin right there. and then the PS4 Pro doesn't have
4K Blu-ray.
4K Blu-ray.
Which would be beneficial.
That would be a good case for it to buy it here, but yeah. So it it is a very, very incremental thing. But more along the thing lines
is,
of...
I mean, there is a huge market of people that just want to have the best of everything.
And sure. I think that's what
and
they're
without
banking
knowing,
on.
Without having cause for it or need for it. And so I think it's a very smart money-making exercise. It probably doesn't cost them that much more to make these units.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They
I think,
may as
I think
well and just, you know...
And just from a marketing point of view, people will see it as... Whether it is or not, people will see it as like, okay, now this is the good thing. This is the
and
top.
Combined with if you're bringing out a scaled-down version of it as well.
Yeah.
Yep. So suddenly now this Pro one is like... It's two steps above a model that's out there as well. It's not just like one step up.
I think who it might be for in terms of gamers would be for people who got Xbox Ones at the start and kind of wish they had access to all the PlayStation
wanting
games.
To jump over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is me and I don't.
But that's maybe I reckon that's more the slim because it's I'm presuming that's like a dropped price point as well.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Those are always the big Those are the big jumping off points when a console goes.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know what? The library's pretty good now. There's heaps of good stuff on it. And also now it's like $100 cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other thing that the PS4 Pro I think will be good for is for VR stuff.
Right.
It'll be better at doing that in some capacity. Yeah. I'm not sure in what way.
It's weird though because it's like they're releasing the like PlayStation VR and it runs with existing PlayStation 4s. So... Why would I buy a new console and shell out the $600 for the PlayStation VR thing?
You should.
Because you're a douchebag and you want the best of everything.
Right. Because you've got your iPhone 7 and because you've got your Beats
headphones. That's literally what I think it is. Like early adopters and like, you know, the kind of cunt that goes and buys, you know, those fucking curved TV screens?
Oh, yeah.
What
the
fuck's going on with that?
Yeah.
Who wants that?
I want one, but I'm not going to waste.
Really?
Like, what is it? Like $9,000 on them
but
or something?
Why do you want one?
Because it's a better movie viewing experience.
Is it?
I don't think it is. Yeah.
I don't think so.
If you went to a cinema and the projection was on like a big weird like curved wall, you'd be like, you didn't build this cinema right.
No, but projection walls and screens are slightly curved. That's why the TVs are being made this way.
Nah, bullshit.
No, it's true. I worked at a cinema.
Fuck off.
It's true. It's very slightly curved.
Everything's straight in a cinema.
It makes sense.
It's a perfect cube.
If you're sitting dead center in the chairs, the way your eyes curve, like it's a very slight curve. But
you're thinking of a Colosseum.
I was too.
But I don't know. Yeah, they're kind of boring and you don't need to get
But
one.
What Microsoft has done is has like kind of scooped Sony because their Xbox Scorpio or whatever is better than the PlayStation 4
and
Pro.
And this is officially announced now, right? Scorpio?
Is it official?
They've announced
the features.
They've
and
not
stuff.
Said anything specific about it, I think.
Right.
I'm not really sure. And the problem is with both of them that they don't want to leave the people behind with the old ones or make those invalid. So even if those more powerful ones could do things better, they don't want them to be able
totally.
To.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because they
and
want it to be an equivalent.
If you already have one of the consoles, it's like, well, who cares? Like, I know I should be on top of this news because we're hosting a video games podcast here, but I have a PS4 and I don't want to get an Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm not going to upgrade, so I just don't care. Like having a bigger event about it, it's like I just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And if you're the sort of person who wants like the thing that will run the very best, you'd have bought a PC by now because that does all. Like you'd have bought a good one of them because it does all this shit already.
Sure.
And it is a little more expensive, but it does it better too.
Because the fact that they've very clearly said these are incremental, you know, upgrades. These aren't actually the next generation of consoles. Just makes it seem weaker.
Well,
than,
it's more
you know.
Like it's closer
I don't get
to.
It. I really don't get. Like I was saying before, I'm justifying them. Like now that it's out, but I just don't get. Like, why not make a handheld or something? Or,
yeah,
but they do this shit all the time. Like they did it with the. Do you remember? Like it was the Xbox 360 Elite.
Yeah.
And that was just like it had an HDMI port and stuff, which was a big deal at the time because it was like 2008 or
but
whatever.
Then, there's a bit of a difference though between like upgrading on the fly as like, hey, we're going to be left
behind.
But just putting a port in versus like, it's got, you know, 1% more graphics.
But I think it's totally just a marketing difference at this point because like for some reason over the last few years, that's really been a big tone that people have taken is like, what's the frame rate? What's the resolution?
Yeah.
What's the power here?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and it's fucking lame. It's not that big of a deal. And people are very focused on it at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're used to it. Like Apple do in between, like, the, you know, the 6S or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
they,
true.
They, I guess it's also, like, if you're manufacturing these things, if you're, you know, if you're coming to the end of a run or whatever,
yeah,
and you got to restart it up, well, then, yeah, chuck a new fucking port in.
If it's yeah, cheaper, totally.
If it's the same price to have it run a little more efficiently.
And you have a PS4 and it's been out for 3 years, and what's your marketing strategy to just go like, it's still here?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
You've got to do something to make it seem exciting. So yeah. But that's all it is. There's no real reason to worry about these if you're already
yeah. Happy. Yeah.
What else, Ben? You've been playing. You got sick last week, so you've been playing a fair bit.
Yeah, I've been, like, I was home from work for like 9 days.
I find that interesting because you played through a bunch of stuff. I can't play stuff when I'm sick. I don't
really?
Enjoy it. Yeah, I really don't enjoy it.
I can't do nothing though. I don't, for some reason, I like it more than just watching TV.
Yeah.
So I played through the entirety of Telltale's The Wolf Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nox, you played the Walking Dead games, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of them?
I like them.
How many have you played?
The first series and the second series. Like, I played...
Right.
I think that's all of them that are out. Oh, no. There's one, like, mini-series that came out.
Oh, there is two. The Michonne one. So those are two seasons of 5 episodes each or
something? Like that, yeah. And they're like a little bonus one as well.
Right. So I tried to play them. I think when they came out, the first season, I tried the first episode and... I think I'd recently also tried to play Heavy Rain and hated the gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, it just was like, well, I'm not, this isn't a game, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I had that. I tried the Walking Dead one and it's not the same.
Yeah, yeah. And it just, there wasn't enough, it wasn't engaging enough for me either to just like get into the story and just be like, okay, I'm clicking through a graphic novel.
This is like what I had with Firewatch, it sounds like.
Right, right.
But The Walking Dead had the
big boner
effect on me that Firewatch had on you, where like I was up for just an adventure game. I expected it to be an adventure game, which you do just click on shit and walk around.
Yeah.
I got into the way that they did the sort of grim situations quite well.
Yeah.
And the branching, or what felt like branching storylines, but weren't, they were a little faked.
Yeah, thankfully I didn't really look too much into that aspect of Telltale before playing this, The Wolf Among Us, because, I think someone had recommended it to me, and I was like, all right, like, this is a chance to, like, go through a story game where it's like, I'm not, like, trying to, you know, hoon around in GTA. I just want, I do want something quite relaxing.
Yeah.
And so I boot it up. I boot up the game.
Yeah.
And it's
you
like...
You put your 8 floppy disks in a row that you have to use to install it.
Yeah. And so it starts up with, like, a very, like, subtle synth score, which, like, I have talked about, I think, on this podcast about Stranger Things and not loving it, but... liking the score, and it's a very similar score in this game, which came out like I think 2 years ago or something. So it's just synth. It's very moody, like film noir, kind of purples and blacks and stuff. And it's adapted from, I didn't know this until after the fact as well,
a comic book, right?
A comic series called Fables, which is
Okay. I didn't know that. I know nothing about this game. But yeah. I know Fables.
I didn't know anything either except that it was good. And so, yeah, started playing it, looked into it a bit after I'd played, you know, half an hour. Yeah, it's based on the Fables comic series.
And the premise is that, the like, wolf. All the sort of fairy tales exist in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
But it's like a real world kind of.
Oh, it's New York City.
It's like fan fiction about the human race.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's my favorite genre.
So this world, it's like the main character is the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
And he's like the sheriff of this borough or like town or, you know, whatever subsection of New York City where all the fables live. And the game starts with a murder and you got to solve the murder. And so, yeah, it's a pretty classic kind of adventure game detective story with the added kind of like fun element of them being from, you know, nursery rhymes and shit.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, the gameplay is exactly the same as the Walking Dead series, but I just really like the aesthetic and I really like the story.
Well,
I thought it was great.
Pretty much the case with all those Telltale games is I'm pretty sure they're all fairly similar in the way they work.
Yeah.
And so
it's just which skin do you prefer? Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the Max
Revival
ones they did.
And I was into The Walking Dead at the time of playing them as well. I wasn't fucking sick of zombies. It's easy to be now. And that's like someone asked us a question about the Batman one.
Right.
none of us have played that.
No, yeah. But I am kind of keen to play it just based on how much I like The Wolf Among Us.
And sure, it'd be more detective stuff, exactly, obviously, because yeah. Batman's a...
the world's greatest.
He's the world's best detective.
Yeah.
And you'd think that... Well, anyway. So I'm not tempted to play those because they're episodic until all of them are out, really.
Oh yeah, I'm really.
Is Wolf Among Us done? It's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it may only ever have one season apparently as well. So it was five episodes. It was like $30 or something all up. Yeah.
They go on sale pretty regularly too.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. Played it on the PlayStation 4, and yeah, I just loved it. I thought the story was great. Just a really good detective story with this other stuff added on, and the score is really cool, like the whole mood is just amazing, and that's something that I didn't get out of The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
like it's a very clear mood and
tone. Great. I love that kind of stuff. So like aesthetically with things, if you're on board in the first 5 minutes,
exactly,
that's all the heavy lifting for me done.
Yeah,
like I'm in.
Yeah,
like yeah, and sometimes stuff just doesn't click and it's like
Yeah, I've kind of had that because last episode we were talking about Deus Ex. I've played a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
I've played like maybe 4 or 5 hours of it or something.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, right.
Really, like it's fine, but it feels real. There's something that feels real like workhorse-ish about it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very dispassioned, or is that what I mean? Dispassionate? Is that the word?
Yeah.
And
it was just a job for a team of people.
Totally. It feels like obligated and a little, it's not very inventive. The fucking guy who's your boss, the Australian guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a terrible actor.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that comes across more clearly because he has an Australian accent.
Yeah.
And so if you're an American, you can't notice as simply.
It sticks out, doesn't it?
Oh, my
God. Really sticks
He's
out.
Just reading shit going like, you can hear him fucking shuffling the papers almost.
It's the Sam Worthington effect.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Going like, oh, just read. Well, I don't know what to pull up to read. I was going to give you an example, but you know what a man reading sounds like.
Do I?
Yeah. Just Knox looking at the last thing that was on his phone. Yeah. Google.com/bigtits.
Your pizza will be with you in 30 minutes.
I don't know how. I guess Ben Russell played through it because he doesn't have a job at the moment and was just desperate for content.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Oh, right, that's what he said.
We're not just outing him as
a bum.
Yeah. But like that's how I felt about it as well. It's just bland and uninspired and very like there's been a lot of games lately where there's a strong artistic vision and it seemed to have maybe just a shit one. Like I don't know.
That's what we were talking about recently. Like the rise of all the indie stuff that is very clear
there's an auteur.
Yeah, it makes that sort of like design by committee just stick out so much more.
Yep.
And just seem so embarrassingly shit in comparison.
Totally.
I mean, it can happen. Like you can get that good. Like you can get that good shit.
Yeah.
with big games as well. Like I'm looking forward to playing Forza Horizon 3.
Right. Yeah.
And from what I've seen of that, it looks like it has an idea of what it is.
Oh, well, I mean, Nintendo is a great example. Like, it's a massive, like, company with a lot of, you know...
Sometimes they fuck it, though. I hate the way all that new Super Mario stuff looks.
That's true. They are risk-averse.
Yeah, I don't love the aesthetic of it, but that's how it has to look. It just has to look that way.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
And you can't deny that there are, like, strong individuals, like, putting forward their visions within Nintendo.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, I tuned out.
And that's end the podcast there. No, but in terms of like you can have massive companies with strong individual
still,
visions.
Yeah.
But you can also have Eidos Interactive, well, Eidos Montreal or whatever.
And like
fuck up Deus Ex.
I think visually it's okay. I think Prague looks kind of cool, and like I've walked around more of it maybe than you did.
I got the train to a different bit, and I came back again and stuff. I did go to a nicer area than the initial one.
Yeah.
But even that was pretty bland.
And it is all just sort of fine, and it's just really straightforward what you're doing, and kind of easy. And I'm not into it, but I'm probably going to keep playing it.
Yeah.
Do we want to go to some mailbag? What kind of time we got?
I don't know.
A couple of questions.
We can just keep going. We've done almost an hour, but I'm.
Well, maybe we. I mean, maybe we sit on them, or we do one or two. Or
I think there are a couple of questions that kind of tied into some stuff we were talking about, or were very current.
Yeah, let's whip through them. I don't think anyone's ever complained that we've gone too long. I mean, if you're still listening now.
Okay, let's read out this one. I think this is maybe one of the best ones that we got.
Yeah.
What game would they play in a 2016 remake of Channel 7's Amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe for people who aren't
American
our age or roughly,
listeners.
Or American listeners. Amazing,
oh, yeah.
Was a game show,
yep.
a children's game show on mm-hmm. in the afternoon after school. Mm-hmm. And it was basically, there was like this big maze that they had made that had heaps of different elements to it,
yep.
different levels and stuff where kids would have to run through and they'd have to find... What did they have to find? They had to find letters?
Yeah, initially it was letters to solve a problem.
It had to spell amazing, I think, the letters. I think
yeah.
they were
oh,
just...
Was it?
And then keys at some point.
There
keys
were hidden
at the
keys
end.
And if you found... Or there was like one hidden thing where if you found that, you won a Game Boy.
Yeah.
That'll tell... Oh, yeah. So what year is this? This is like... Yeah, this is the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Late,
yeah, mid-90s? 95, 96 yeah. or something. Yeah, I think
and
so.
And then the end of... So
I
that...
In America, there was a similar show called Legends of the Hidden Temple or something like that.
Oh, that sounds right. That's yeah.
a reference. Yeah
also,
right.
So the show was two teams of like kids
school,
from different schools
school
competing.
Schools playing each other.
Playing
yeah.
for
yeah.
like a copy of Encarta 97 or
which
whatever.
Yeah.
Always used to drive me crazy about kids' game shows.
Yeah.
Competing to win stuff for your fucking school.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Amazing had a Game Boy for the kids as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I just said that. I said if you found...
That's
the
why I'm pretty sure about it.
If you... You but yeah, but you didn't automatically get it. It was a bonus prize.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, if you busted yeah. your little 8-year-old ass a little bit harder, you
yeah.
might win a Game Boy for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so at the end, like the...
Final round.
The final round yeah. was you'd play Super Nintendo.
Yep.
You would play Mario Kart.
For most of it, I think, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they... At
Every
some
now and then there'd be some new ones in there. I feel like yeah. it may have gotten over into Nintendo 64
yes,
territory.
Yeah.
And it was Diddy Kong Racing, I'm
was
pretty
it?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty
I
sure I remember Diddy
Cruisin'
Kong.
I was going
to say Cruisin' USA. They had that as well. Right. Well and
I
then
think
they
Mario
also
Party, wasn't there one?
No.
I don't remember
no?
it was off the air
it
by
It didn't
then.
Get that far.
Oh, really?
I really doubt Diddy Kong. I feel like it was off the air by the
I'm
time
pretty
Diddy Kong
sure they had Diddy Kong. And they would have single player games that the people would just compete to get the furthest in
oh,
or get the most points
yeah.
in.
There was the fly swatting game.
Yes,
remember that one?
Mario
yeah,
Pain.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like maybe Tetris came in there once or twice because they had
be.
The Super
yes.
Game Boy.
Yep.
Or there was like a Super Nintendo version of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, that was always fun to watch. It was always cool to watch. So what do we... Yeah, the question was, what would they play? I reckon
yeah.
Rocket League is probably a pretty obvious
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Competitive
yeah.
Rocket League.
That would be awesome.
Be fun to watch
this
on
is for
show.
This is for high school kids as well. So
yeah.
they can't be like throwing out... Mortal Kombat
or like primary school kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah that's
yeah,
true.
They're
yeah,
pretty young. Yeah,
you
yeah.
can still play Mario Kart these days.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Splatoon maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Give them like a little sculpture, and whoever builds it the quickest in Minecraft wins.
Oh wow,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers is kind of hard to explain.
I don't think they'd allow though. Fighting games.
Yeah,
would
probably
they?
Not. Yeah.
One of them. Cartoon porno games.
Hmm?
You know,
Leisure
like
Suit Larry. Who can get the furthest in Leisure Suit Larry in half an hour? There'd be a lot of like the indie kind of titles seeping in. Like,
oh
a lot
yeah,
of the,
like
yeah.
the just sort of competitive multiplayer ones that you get now.
That Overcooked one that I wouldn't stop
Overcooked
fucking going on about.
Yeah.
That'd be in there. Maybe.
Did they have GoldenEye? Is that? Am I misremembering
they
that?
They can't have on the...
I think they might have, though, because
yeah.
at the time, even like M-rated games, everyone was like, but it's a video game.
Yeah.
It's for kids.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like someone would have complained about seeing fucking Oddjob get shot in the head on...
No, people didn't complain back then.
PA.
It was a better time.
It was before the PC police got involved with Amazing. You had those kids like searching burnt out cars, like these rusty, spiky burnt out cars.
Yeah.
It was more dangerous for them than
that. Maze looked so fun.
Yeah.
I always
yeah.
wanted
yep.
to do the maze on
the
Amazing.
Three monkeys, the hear no
yep.
evil, see
yep.
no evil. Speak
and you had
yeah.
to reach down their mouths.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they would always stitch the kids up because the camera would be positioned in a way where it made it look like when the kid ran into an area.
It made
it
look like such
look,
a fucking idiot when they
really
missed it.
It made it look really obvious as to where the key is, and
yeah.
they're walking around in frame going, duh. What are kids' game shows now? Like, what do they do? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
We had some really good ones, and you would like to think that over time with technology and stuff, they've gotten
yeah.
better, but I really doubt they have.
Yeah.
I can't conceive of a cooler kids' game show than Amazing.
Strangely
yeah,
enough, I haven't seen a child's game show in a while.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, this was a sting, so you guys both passed the test.
Yay!
It's the only reason I brought it up. Yeah, question answered. We did it, guys. Can you believe it?
We just named several.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got asked
non-M-rated
multiplayer
games.
We sat here,
games.
We answered it, and we just fucking did it. We went in there with both feet, and we just solved the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Like it was a maze.
Yeah. Mm.
You could say we did really fantastically.
Let me see what else we had come through, because there are a couple of good ones this week. I don't think anyone asked us what's a game that you like, which is maybe a first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and we covered the Batman Telltale one. Should we talk about the PC thing?
I kind of briefly said that anyway.
Yeah. Someone mentioned that Tommy should build his own PC because it's cheaper, but it ain't. It's still, I did it a few years ago, or like 5 or 6 years ago. It was like still like $2,500 to have a good gaming PC.
It's expensive. It's not that much now. But if you don't have a monitor and shit already, if you don't have all your stuff, are we just doing this question?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
The biggest benefit to having a PC is Steam and the discounts on games, because you do save a shit ton of money.
Yes.
On that.
Oh,
and a lot of really cool new stuff does come out on Steam first. And you have to wait a little while.
And you need to have a computer anyway.
Yeah.
These days. So if you're not going to have a laptop.
Big statement.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon in the digital era.
Fuck. You need an iPhone. You need a computer.
But it's just super expensive, right?
To
put together
a
good one for games.
Not like super expensive, but consoles are certainly cheaper.
And it also does seem like a lot of stuff that comes out like across them all at once.
Yeah.
PC version always seems to be pretty
It's always
fucked
like
up.
Yeah.
That can happen, or it can be like a month late because they're worried about piracy and stuff.
Well, people will say things like, it might come out a bit buggy, but then in 6 months it'll be better than the console version and there'll be mods.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But you have to want to install mods and fuck around with that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I think for all of us, maybe Nox a bit more than us, or a bit less than us, is want to actually...
Ben's dying.
I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this.
I feel like this is like potentially really mean. He's just working out how to cushion it. Yeah. He's really doing some tap dancing at the moment.
No.
Nox is fat.
I feel like Nox is possibly more willing than us to put time into maybe modding games or caring about it at
all. I'd be more interested in fucking around with that stuff, maybe.
Whereas I think we are much happier, Tommy and I, to just have a console and play the game.
Totally. Yeah, because as soon as people put mods out there, it's like, well, which are the good ones? There's a lot of like sifting through of quality control.
Even just like bothering installing them and making sure they work.
Going through bullshit websites with idiots writing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm clearly smart. But the other thing that I find as well is I prefer, like, I have a pretty good computer and I don't automatically go to it for everything, because there's a thing that happens in the back of my head where if I'm playing something on a PC, I know that there are all the options for fucking with all your video stuff there.
Yeah.
And it will always be in the back of my head when something runs a little bit badly, going, oh, should I tweak something? Should I move something around?
Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I like it just like, even if it runs like shit, going, this is my only option.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? That's what I've always liked about handhelds is that even with a console, it's like, well, you know, people have different TVs and some people have surround sound. On a handheld, everyone is getting the exact same experience.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that doesn't really get talked about it, because I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, you know that you're playing it in the exact same way. Like, you know, playing Uncharted on a, you know, smaller TV just wouldn't be as cool.
Totally. Like, and even take, like, No Man's Sky for the PS4 was fine. And then for PC, all these different types of video cards had different problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every PC had some problem with it.
Yeah.
And then it's just this, like, there's something just aesthetically unpleasant about a game quitting and you looking at your desktop you look at when you do work.
I completely agree.
There's and just something where you're in a different mental space and I don't like it as much.
I was a PC like gamer for my entire life. I loved like computers. I liked building them.
Yeah.
I liked fucking around with the operating system and like spent heaps of time on that. Like, I would do things where it would fuck the whole thing and I'd have to reformat, reinstall, and just like, you know, I liked fixing problems as well.
Yeah.
And then I think I've just got to a point where I don't want to have to do that.
For me also, the temptation and the frustration too of like, if you buy a console, I mean, you know, we've been talking about these like slight upgrade ones come out, but buy a console early enough and it's like, all right, this is it. I'm locked in now for a few years.
Yeah.
Whereas a computer, you can always be tweaking and adding and put, like, and that would start to, after a year, I'd start to be going, oh, I'm selling myself short here. I should be getting a new thing and putting it in.
Yeah.
That's what's always kind of annoyed me about computers, especially when we were growing up where it was like, you know, you went from the 486 to the Pentium and it was accelerating really fast.
Yeah.
And, there really was big leaps where the difference between a 486 to a Pentium felt like, I mean, now I think it's a lot more incremental, but at the time it felt like this huge gap that you were just left behind in.
And like right now is probably a good time if you are going to buy a PC to buy one, because there's been in this new wave of video cards that are apparently good and a good price. And look, I like it. Like, I played through Doom earlier this year on that and it was way better with a mouse and keyboard and it looked really good. And so they're great and I'm not shitting on them. But I don't know, consoles are good too. I don't know, wherever you play a fucking game, it's good.
So if I were to, if I was to go tomorrow and buy a gaming PC, what would you say, average, what would I need to spend? Say I need everything from scratch.
You live in a blank white room and you need everything.
So carpet, chair, desk, talk me through all of it.
Tissues for the cleanup.
if you need, like, with a monitor and everything, like, probably like $1,500.
Right. Okay.
About as much as you'd expect to pay for, like, a laptop or something.
Yeah.
It's not super expensive.
Yeah.
But it is way more expensive than a PS4 or whatever.
You know, $400 for a PS4 or whatever.
Yeah.
You can just steal one. Just break into someone's house and rob it. Then you get some credit card and bank details, possibly. That's my recommendation.
Wow, it's good to have permission.
Yeah. If you're listening to this in public, just go up and hit someone.
Well,
see what happens. Live a little.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well in Fight Club.
Yeah.
You know, the banks got brought down. All
they
the credit got reset to zero.
They got a movie made about them.
Yeah.
It started a utopia. I reckon we should wrap this up. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think
I'm going to go start a fight.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's why I want to wrap it up before we get fucking old bloody
loose cannon over
old
here.
Old fucking V for Vendetta over here.
What does that mean, mate? Let's go.
Guys, thanks for listening. Ben, give out all the tags. I've given up.
Oh, yeah. At Filthy Cast Pod on Twitter, Filthy Casuals on Facebook, and Filthy Casuals Pod...
Cast
at gmail.com.
Friend of the show.
No, it's filthy casuals pod.
Filthy casuals dot pod.
Friend of the show, Demi Lardner, the other day asked me if me never being able to remember the things, the tags, is a bit. And I said, no, my dear young woman, it is not at all.
No, Dimitri, it is not.
I am 30 and the capacity to hold on to that information is just going at a rapid rate.
Yeah.
It's genuine.
Do we have anything to plug? Catfish Comedy every Tuesday, 8 p.m. at the Catfish on Gertrude Street.
Yep.
It's a great old time.
Yep.
That's all I got to
plug. That's it.
Yeah.
Leave us an iTunes review.
Please do.
Say good day. Let us know if you'd like a live show at some point in Melbourne.
Yes.
We've been talking about doing this for a while.
Yeah. I kind of feel like we should just do it. I also feel like what we're saying right now will be heard by 0.1% of our listeners.
They're gone. They almost definitely turn off.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks heaps for listening. As we always say in here at Filthy Casuals,
I don't have one. I genuinely forgot. We haven't done one for a while.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.